Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Can the Marcos Duterte government survive its internal conflicts? I raise this question as a former government spokesman, probably the longest-serving one on record. I am beginning to suspect, and I hope I am completely wrong, that the basic problem of government is one of communication. We are not hearing enough of the right things from the government, and no one other than the president, who is not always there, is speaking for it. This problem must be immediately and earnestly addressed. As press secretary, presidential spokesman and secretary/minister of public information from 1969 to 1980, I spoke for President Ferdinand E. Marcos on almost all issues. Nobody else did. I articulated the government's positions and policies and defended the president from all forms of criticism and attack, from Ninoy Aquino's ceaseless philippics to the trenchant editorials of some foreign newspapers such as the Bangkok Post and the New York Times. I even engaged student activists in some outdoor forums and inside the University of the Philippines. The only time I ever refused to engage was when the foreign secretary cabled Marcos from New York to ask that I answer a rather strong editorial in the New York Times. I was not unwilling or unprepared to do so, but I asked the president to kindly tell his foreign secretary that no cabinet official should be traveling abroad with taxpayers' money unless he was prepared to speak for the government if and when it was attacked. Marcos saw my point and gently told the secretary to issue a rejoinder himself. This prompted my highly esteemed colleague to withdraw his request, and to simulate an interview with some imaginary U.S. newspaperman instead and later send the purported transcript of the alleged interview to the president. I did not have the heart to rat on my colleague. Nevertheless, I had to find a way of reaching out to the newspaper in some other ways. I will not say I did a great job speaking for the president in those 10 years. But I tried to meet the expectations of a highly demanding public, including a not-so-friendly foreign press. Malacanang swarmed with foreign correspondents from all over the world, and this gave me an opportunity to arrange some great interviews for Marcos and to connect him more closely to the previously unfriendly foreign press. This had its side benefits for the press aide. In 1974, Time magazine, in a survey of rising young leaders in Asia, picked me, together with Ninoy Aquino, as one of the 150 faces of the future. Yet, to avoid any unnecessary complications with my cabinet colleagues, I decided, with the president's consent, to limit the exposure of this particular issue of Time to the reading public. Thus, the Time International survey went mercifully unnoticed. After I left the cabinet, presidential spokesmen ceased speaking as I did. Under Cory Aquino, the press corps submitted to the press secretary a written question at the beginning of the day, and the latter read to the press the answer to that question before their late afternoon deadline. This practice evolved through the presidency of Fidel V. Ramos, Joseph Estrada, Gloria Macapagal Arroyo, Benigno Aquino III and Rodrigo Duterte, but no spokesman ever got the same speaking privilege that Marcos gave his. Under Marcos Jr., virtually no one else speaks for the president on any issue aside from Marcos Jr. himself. This practice has now taken a drastic turn after the First Lady, Mrs. Liza Araneta Marcos, decided, on behalf of the president and herself, to publicly take up some personal issues with Vice President Sara Duterte in the newspaper press. This has been quickly exploited by social media critics, so the problem has spread. It is a first in the history of the Philippine presidency, and hopefully also the last. But no one can predict its consequences. This has happened not only because of the First Lady's natural tendency to be protective of the president. Also, she has been trained professionally to argue her case. As a litigation lawyer, she just could not resist it. But probably the larger reason is because nobody else is speaking for the president, and there is a huge vacuum to be filled by anyone who would be able to fill it. A ruling political party or a functioning cabinet, if both existed, could have prevented her from speaking out, but neither the one nor the other exists to serve the legitimate needs and purposes of government. Now that she has preempted everybody else, the president can no longer hesitate. He must act. He may not want to have an information minister like his father, but he certainly needs to set up a ruling party and a functioning cabinet to speak for the government on all issues. He needs these two governing organs to show the Filipino electorate and other governments around the world that a serious and responsible Philippine government is now in place. A decision to set up a ruling party could breathe new life into the unity team that originally brought Marcos and the Duterts together and is now threatening to self-destruct, while a decision to reorganize and strengthen the cabinet and make it truly functional could allow its members, which include Education Secretary Sara Duterte, to focus more on the core issues of governance rather than on some housewives' tales. The survival of the Marcos-Duterte government is at stake. The current intramurals are too small and too petty to prevent Marcos and former President Duterte from overcoming their differences and leading the country toward a genuine agenda for peace and progress, away from the vigorous push by the imperial powers for a proxy war with China at our expense. Fstat@gmail.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.